Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Ron and Anian.
We're putting thousands of dollars worth of work, brakes mostly, into a car that won't go more than 40 miles an hour. And I keep thinking about this, the irony of all this, but I'm slowly talking the owner into it. I said, let's get a Porsche engine for it so we can, you know, maybe make it go a little faster.
I said,
the car doctor.
They changed the cam sensor, the crank sensor, the oil sensor, and all the connectors to these components. Basically, I think they're just shotgunning it, and they really don't have a good idea what's going on.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Larry, it sounds like they're shotgunning it, too.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the car doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
I got a lot to talk to you about today. A lot. Two words, right? A lot. Is that two words? I think so. A couple of things. A little bit of housekeeping first. We're making some changes to the website, cardoctorshow.com, just to make you all aware. We're trying to, you know, give you more. Really, with YouTube, with podcasting, with the stream of the show, if you're not in a place where you can take it and you want to listen, you can, you know, there's a live stream on our website. Just click on the link and it's active, you know, Saturdays, East Coast time, 2 to 4 p.m., obviously in the afternoon. You know, we put it up there and we have an active stream there. So that's there for you. We're putting a YouTube link up. We're going to be getting, we've got a podcast link up. You can get all the current podcasts there. And we're also making some changes to the podcast where, you know, based on your requests and, you know, everybody says they want this. So we're doing it. We're going to take the interviews as we go forward and we're posting them as a separate clip. So you can go up there and you can download that clip and you can have that clip for reference. Hey, I like that topic. Hey, I like that piece of information. You know, and now you can build your own reference library. So we're doing that. And then Tom Ray moved this giant rock in his basement and uncovered this safe where there was a vault inside of. And he went in there and he found 10 years worth of Car Doctor radio shows. And he's going to allow us, because, you know, he's chief engineer here. We're going to put up what we call Car Doctor Classics. And every week we're going to post an hour from a previous show 10 years ago. And I thought it would be fun. We'll try it for a while. We'll put it up on the podcast links. We'll call it Classic Car Doctor. And you can look back and see, gee, how have cars changed in 10 years? Do I sound any better? Do I sound worse? Do I sound older? Do I sound younger? What do I sound like? But that's going to be up there, too. So we're going to be adding that to the podcast library as well.
And I'll apologize to the audience in advance.
Right, exactly. And then we want to also offer you, if anybody has a topic that they would like to hear, you know, conversation about, whether it's be in the form of a video. Hey, Ron, how do I put air in my tires? Hey, Ron, you know, I see a lot of cars do this. Ron, why did they ever take away vent windows? You know, whatever the conversation is, shoot us an email, ron@cardoctorshow.com. And we'll be glad to either do it in the form of a video or maybe we make it a special podcast edition because we're working on that too. We've been approached by a few people. They wanted to do something that would be the equivalent of what I call Car Doctor After Hours. And, you know, some topics that we won't talk about up here on air, but maybe we've got time to do it in a podcast, that type of thing. So, you know, we're trying to tailor this as we continue to go forward more and more towards you because that's what this is about. I had a phone call this week from Bart. I haven't talked to Bart in probably 35 years. And I think it was a bet because I think he was, you know, he was talking to his daughter, and you'll understand this in a minute. He was talking to his daughter, and he said, and he's like, I know this guy. She's like, no, you don't. You're like, yeah, I do. Bart remembers 35 years ago, we were in class. I was teaching and helping. We were doing night classes out through Westchester County in New York. And Bart had this mail truck, I think it was. And it had a hesitation and a burble and a stumble and a miss, and it didn't run right. And everybody had gone through and done everything to it. And we went through and diagnosed it, and it had a cracked magnet inside of the distributor reluctor. The piece had spun around and energized the coil. And he never forgot that. He said, I never forgot how you guys found that. And you know, it's you always impressed me as, you know what you were doing. Well, I'd like to think so. How'd we get here? But the point of all this is about Taylor, his daughter. His daughter is 18 years old, and she's currently working as an automotive technician in a facility, and she really likes working on cars. And he asked me to just do a shout out. But, you know, Bart, I think I have to do more than that. I think I have to talk a little bit about young people in this trade and, you know, the potential of what this can become. This is not an easy business. This business is more than just, you know, bad coffee through the morning and a stale sandwich at lunch and, you know, working on vehicles. There's a lot of fun in this business, but there's a lot of responsibility in this business. And you're only going to be as good as the environment that you're in and that you create. And I see, you know, when I walk into other shops, I see technicians picking up bad habits because that's what the boss allows. And that's what the boss creates. That's the environment they create, right? You know, you're only as good a baseball player as the park you're in, as the mound on for the pitcher to step on is, as good as the bats are, as good as, you know, the gloves, the balls, the equipment. It's the same thing in auto repair. You know, you've got to have good equipment. You've got to be current. You've got to train. You've got to practice. You've got to be in that type of a learning, nurturing environment. And that's really it. You know, you can't be in an environment, well, we don't have time to train or learn how to work on cars because we're too busy trying to fix cars. So I say bravo to you, Taylor. And I say bravo to everybody else out there trying to learn this trade and tackle it. It's not easy. It was hard 40 years ago, 50 years ago. 51 years ago when I broke into it. I'm counting back now, doing the math. And I don't think it's any easier today. And I think what you have to do is keep on going. You know, you're working in a facility. And I think when you've had your taste of it and you say, okay, this is it. This is what I want to do. Then invest in the education and either go to a 2-year technical school and work part-time or start taking training classes at night. Because you can do it either way. Learn the basics, learn the fundamentals, make sure that you understand electricity and then into electronics better than the next guy, and that's how you'll get ahead. And always remember this, you know, I never forgot this. My daughter, when she did her graduate work, she had to write a thesis paper or a letter of intro of, you know, why she wanted to do what she wanted to do. And to paraphrase it, she talked about how I learned this from my dad. There's no car that can't be fixed. There's no reason why you can't fix everything. It's just a matter of thinking outside the box. So, Taylor, there's going to be times you got to think outside the box. And I encourage you to do that because not everything will be as it appears or as it seems. And it's always remember this. There's no there isn't a car out there that can't be fixed. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of will the customer accept it? Will they want to pay for it? So, you know, don't take it on your abilities. If you can't fix that vehicle, maybe somebody doesn't want to. But by the same token, if they say fix it, think about it. Sit down and don't be afraid to do some research either. Keep going. And, you know, we need people. We need young people in this industry more than ever, because at some point everybody's going to find out what happens when you don't train technicians and you don't allow for that and you don't put it in shops and in you know, shop class in high schools and so on, that sooner or later the country comes to a screeching halt. So you are the basis going forward for what keeps this country moving. Kudos to you. And Bart, thanks for raising such a great kid. So anyway, that's the concept for today. That's let's talk about that too if you want. Let's talk about training young people and bringing them into this field. You know, it could be as something as simple as, you know what, take a kid to a car show. Car show season's coming up. And, you know, we're going to be out cruising around and looking at old cars. And I see that, you know, old cars just hold this place in everybody's heart. Everybody looks at them going by, and a lot of positive memories. You see it in social media. You see it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know, or X, whatever it's called today. You know, everybody's got a comment about that. Nobody says anything about, hey, I had a 2006 Camry. Boy, that was a great car. It was good transportation, but it wasn't sexy like a 70 Chevelle with a big block. So, but anyway, phone number here is 855-560-9900. Let me say that again, 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Keep Ron's number handy, 855-560-9900, for when you really need advice on your car. Here's Ron.
Hey, let's wander over and open up the phones and talk to Jim in New York State. Jim, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Happy Easter to you.
Thank you, sir. You too.
And I just wanted to follow up. I asked you a while back about a 2018 Hyundai Tucson.
Okay. This is the burning oil.
Burning some oil.
Yeah, the burning oil car, sure.
Yeah. And about a little bit more than a month ago, the car was running fine. You could start it up, and it was running fine. And my wife said, for a couple of weeks been going on, no power. The engine would go to about 3,000 or 4,000 RPM, but the car wouldn't go with it. Eventually, it would.
Right.
So I figured it was up on the transmission. So I took what we call around the block. There's some hills and everything. And I have an older code reader that I plugged in. I took it around the block. No codes. Nice as well. The only thing I found online was a lot of speed sensors and everything else. And I said, well, let Hyundai have it. So went to the Hyundai dealer. And the first thing was the service manager says, I think it's the converter. And he called back later that day and he says, it wasn't the converter. I got to do the rear converter. Well, I don't know what a rear converter was.
Yeah, I don't know what a rear. We're not talking catalytic converter, are we? We're talking torque converter in the transmission.
That's what I thought.
So maybe he's talking about the rear downstream catalytic converter.
I don't think so.
So what was the end?
Catalytic converter downstream?
Well, there's any car can have more than one cat. So it's possible we were talking about an exhaust catalytic converter being restricted, and that would give the car a no power condition.
Would that be in the muffler or externally?
No, that would be in the exhaust system somewhere, but it would not be the muffler. It would be a separate part. There's no rule that says a car only has one cat. So anyway, what did he end up doing?
They replaced the, if you come out of the exhaust manifold, there's a 2-bolt flange.
Okay.
And going into the muffler, there's a 2-bolt flange.
So they changed the whole piece.
In between the two, there is a short stub sticking out of the one catalytic converter and the sensor, you know, before, and coming out of the catalytic converter right back to the muffler. There's a pipe. Another 2-bolt flange coming out of the muffler.
Right.
And they replaced that whole thing.
Okay. So they replaced the center part of the exhaust.
Basically, yes.
Okay. So your point to me is... Dan?
Well, I don't know what the problem was.
Well, it sounds like it was restricted exhaust. Did you ask them why they were changing the converter? Was it under warranty? Or did you pay for this?
No, we paid for it. Well, that's a long story. The service manager went to bat for us. Pretty good. Originally, the whole assembly is $4,000-some.
Right.
And he called Hyundai and he said, these people are loyal customers, you know. They could do better. So they said they'd cover 75% of it. He called back and he said, got to do better than that.
Now,
covered 95% of it.
Now, realize this, Jim, in case you haven't. That car burning oil, mm-hmm. A car that burns oil will eventually clog a catalytic converter.
Right.
So you're seeing the result of the amount of oil that car burns coming out in the way of a clogged cat. So it will happen again. Mm-hmm. I don't know in what time frame. I don't know. You know, you may not own the car anymore. It may happen next year. It's hard to say. It depends on how bad the oil consumption actually is.
We have it now. We own it now.
Right. But I'm just saying, don't be surprised if it happens again. The car still burns oil, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It does. In fact, more than when they replaced the thing.
Right. A quart and how many miles?
So I assume the catalytic converter was probably plugged up. It's got just under 100,000.
Right. So a quart and how many miles, Jim?
It's hard to say. My son takes it to work, and he drives mostly up to Lake Placid, New York.
Okay.
And it's mostly hilly.
Well, regardless of the hills, how many miles do you have to go before you put a quart of oil in it?
That's hard to say. I'd have to get the piece of paper. I've got it down there written all down, you know. So.
Okay. Well, just keep in mind, you know, the industry talks about how it's a quart and 500 miles or 1,000 miles, I'm sorry, is acceptable. No good. But, you know, understand, the more oil that burns, the faster that's going to clog that catalytic converter and the bigger that issue is going to become. So, You will not see smoke out the tailpipe. We talk about this all the time simply because that catalytic converter is eating up the oil. It's being transformed, and it's actually staying inside the cat, and it's coming out the tailpipe in either such a small amount you don't see it, or it's not coming out the tailpipe at all. That's what a catalytic converter will do. It will swallow junk and, you know, just make it disappear in a sense. So just know that you may be looking at another catalytic converter somewhere in the future. It may go another 100,000 miles. It may not. But it would be interesting to have cut that old cat open to see what was the cause of the failure. Why was it restricted? Catalytic converters do not fail. Something causes them to fail in the majority of cases. Misfire, oil, contaminants, coolant, something flowing through the exhaust. You know, typically catalytic converters that start failing at the 100,000 mile mark, something ate that up. Something destroyed that cat, not the cat itself. So just keep that in mind. I appreciate the call, Jimmy, and thanks for keeping us up to date. Hey, you want to try this for fun? We were doing this this week, just looking to see what's out there. Get out to autotrader.com and start looking at used car prices. We were talking to customers this week about certain repairs, and they were considering replacing the vehicles. And I said, you know what? I brought up the list from AutoTrader, like, you know, looking at what used cars are going for. And all of a sudden, repairing the car makes a whole lot of sense. They've also got a section on autotrader.com with regards to new vehicles. You can go look up new Honda Pilots, new Hyundai Elantras, Nissan Rogues, etc. You can look up any new car you want. It'll show you where it is in the area and what it cost is. I was looking at some of the costs, you know, new vehicles. The least I saw a new vehicle starting at was about $22,000. And, you know, that's a stripped down basic model. So maybe putting a couple of grand into your older vehicle, maybe that's not such a bad idea. And maybe you can justify that. But interesting reading. Call me weird. I read used car want ads to see what things are worth. And Auto Trader is a great place to get it and see what it's all about. You know, when we were kids, there was a thing in North Jersey called the want ad press. I'm going way back. And it was a little, you know, we called it the rag, and it came out on the newsstands once a week on Tuesdays, and you would find all the older cars. And, you know, I came across some at a garage sale last year, and it was interesting to sit down and read what cars were going for. You know, Shelby GT500s, $800, you know, probably $500,000 car today. So we missed it. I missed my mark. Anyway, I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, 855-560-9900. Happy to be here for you. Give us a call, and I'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Back on the Car Doctor. Let's go over to Brian in Pennsylvania with a 13 Chevy Malibu. Brian, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron, how are you?
I'm good, sir. What's cooking?
Hey, I got a 2013 Chevy Malibu that the radio is stuck on one station and it doesn't, the volume, nothing works. The volume don't, it's stuck, doesn't do anything.
So is it a station that plays me?
No, but I listen to you every week through my phone, so,
okay,
so I don't miss a show.
Then I guess we'll have to fix the radio anyway. So, you know, it sounds like an internal radio problem. The way I think you have to attack this is, you know, understand, you think that's a radio you're looking at. That's actually a computer. That's actually a module on the data bus. So it would be...
Because I was looking at it because I... YouTube, because I had a junk car sitting in the yard, and I didn't know whether I was going to take out the control panel or replace the whole screen or replace the, it comes in three sections.
Right. And the other issue is that if you put another radio in, you're going to have to program it to the vehicle. Programming is going to be required.
Yep.
Because it's locked in by VIN. So, you know, chances are that radio, the internals of that radio are bad. But the first thing I would do is, you know, get a year make model scan tool, not OBD2. I want something that, you know, we can go in and look at and query all the modules on the bus and see who doesn't respond. Does the radio respond? If the radio responds, meaning it says, hey, I'm here, right? You know, we know that the connections to the radio are good. If it doesn't, then we've got to ask ourselves why. And then we'd have to go in and look at, you know, power. There's a, you know, the X1 connector at the back of the radio. Make sure there's power on pin 44. Make sure there's good ground at pin 38. All right. And then the only other thing I would look at is when you turn the car off, does the fuel gauge drop within 3 to 6 seconds? And if it does, everything's powering down correctly, then I'm going to say you've got a bad radio. You know, you've got a bad internal, you know, you've got an internal problem in the radio itself. And, you know, at least it's got to be pulled and tested. We had something similar about 2 years ago, and I ran through every test I could find, couldn't prove a thing. And on an educated guess, knowing that it had power and ground and that I could talk to it, but the radio wouldn't function properly, we sent it out for what I call an electronic evaluation, sent it out to a test center, and they plugged it in. And they can test at a higher level than what we can do in the field. And that's just... by virtue of, you know, there's just only so much a repair shop can do, whether you're a dealer or an independent. Dealers do the same thing. We sent it out for an evaluation, and they came back and they said, yeah, there's a problem in this unit. We need to, you know, give you another one. And they sold us another one, and we were done. So it might come down to that. But if you've got something else used, just understand you will have to get it programmed. They will have to clear the VIN and then, you know, program it in, because obviously they're concerned that, you know, it's the right radio for the car. Makes sense?
Yep, makes a lot of sense, and okay. I got a guy that can that's able to program it, because okay. I have the same year make model, and I was just going to swap the radio, and then I'll just have see if my guy said he can program it.
Right. Yeah. If he can program it, which he should be able to, if he's got J2530. Well, J2534 may not do it because technically that's not emissions, but you know I've seen J2534 do more and more as time goes on. Meaning that its main intention for that protocol of software flashing was to do emissions, but now they've allowed other things to be added in there. But as long as he's got, you know, the ability, You know, if not, then you want to look for a shop that has something, something along the lines, if they have an Opus Scantool, an Opus IVS that you hear me talking about, that tool will have the ability to flash that radio. And if the
tool... Yeah, that's the tool that he has.
Perfect. Then you're set. And let it remind him, I'm sure he's aware, but if for some reason the tool itself won't flash it, they have the ability to install factory-level software in that tool, dealer-level software in that tool, and that will flash it. So you're in good hands. You're in a good spot. So,
sure.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Brian. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Take care. I really do.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go over and talk to... I guess let's go talk to Bart in New York. Look at that. Look what I stirred up here. Professor Bart.
Ron, how are you?
All right. This gentleman, I haven't seen this gentleman in probably 35 years. This is the funniest thing. He remembers.
It had to be the early to mid-90s.
Yeah. It's Bart remembers when I started doing radio. That's how Bart's old, but he's not as old as me. So.
No, I am older than you, Ron.
No, you're not. I'm telling you, you're not. But to be continued. So
I'm from 1957. Can you beat that?
1956. Yeah. What month in 1956?
Oh, there you go. I'm December.
I'm August. See, I'm older. Got you by 3 months, buddy.
You are. You're lucky. God bless you.
So, thank you. Still here.
Hey,
going.
I've got to tell you, you got great music between the commercials.
That's my engineer. He has good choice. He has good taste. So
yes,
he has good taste.
Yes, he brings back a lot of good memories.
Yep. Well, thank you. Did your daughter hear all that?
No. You know what? I couldn't get a hold of her. She's out and about, probably with her boyfriend. They had bought a Miata to rebuild, and they're doing a great job. She's learned how to do brakes on it. She did struts last week, so she's doing a fantastic job.
And you know, all that stuff is the foundation, Bart. That's, you know, they got to learn the nuts and bolts.
Right.
And that's important. And, you know, it's sort of like they've got to do the foundational work, the brakes, the shocks, the suspension work, the tires. They've got to get dirty. And, you know, do they like that? And then they've got to have the frustration of installing a part and then finding out the part doesn't fit, doesn't work, you know, broke 2 minutes later, has to be redone. They've got to go through all that. They've got to deal with that frustration. I think that's so important. You know, my boss told me,
Ron,
it was, go ahead, Bart.
On an old car like that, you're absolutely correct, and that's because you have rusted nuts and bolts. And a regular socket's not going to do a trick. You have to learn how to maybe, you know, heat it up a little bit with a torch,
right?
So on and so forth. So she works in a very quality place, and they're teaching her this, and she's learning. You know, she did some arc welding the other day.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, you always go back to simple basics as a starting point, you know, and somewhere along the line, many times you find the problem before you get to the complicated parts.
Absolutely. You know? And the whole purpose, and you know, well, my old boss, Billy, used to tell me all the time that, you know, you've got to do the basics right and the hard stuff comes later. And that's just so gosh darn important.
I think more than half of my repairs over my lifetime in the industry, that basics was the repair, you know, going back to something really simple.
Right. Always keep it simple. Yep.
You know,
always keep it simple.
Yeah. And you know what, Ron, like yourself, you have a passion for this business like I did. I mean, once I was hooked, I was hooked. And it seems my daughter's the same way. But when you have a passion for this industry, Ron, and a challenge arises, you know, you become more determined. You want to be that tech that makes the proper repair so you can brag about it. Listen, I was the one that fixed it and that nobody else could. And that's the beauty of this business, because so many people could look at it like doctors, but there's that one that really, you know, can figure it out. And what does that do at the end of the day? It builds your customer base up. You know, they build up confidence in you and your ability, you know, to repair their car. And what happens? Word of mouth. And you get more customers, more clientele, and, you know, you end up like a Ron Armanian.
I always go back one step further, Bart, and I always say the smartest people I know are mechanics. The guy that walks into the family room and sees the chimney and goes, your flue is dirty, get it cleaned, because they realize there's a restriction. And that's, you know, there's just so much common sense in effect in auto repair that causes you day to day to make it work. Bart, a pleasure. I got to run, but hey to your daughter, And she can pick this up again. This will become a podcast. This will be the first hour podcast. Gets posted about 2 hours after the show goes off the air today. And she can listen to that open. Maybe you can surprise her with it. And if you need anything else, you know where to find me. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor here, 855-560-9900. Keep in mind, cardoctorshow.com for updates, podcasts, YouTube, you name it, it's there or it's going to be there. Right now, let's get over and talk to Phil in Vermont, 13 Grand Caravan. Phil, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron. How are you today?
Good, sir. What's going on?
Well, I had a noise in the bottom end of my engine on that van, so I brought it up to McGee's, the Dodge dealership, and they said it was the rocker arms and the lifters.
Okay.
So they replaced them, and when I got it back, like, I hadn't drove it for a couple of days because my wife picked it up because I was working, and then I drove it, and it was a wicked clattering noise, so I called them up, and they brought it up, or I brought it up and dropped it off, and then come to find out it was a flex plate, which I think was the problem in the beginning. And then when I got that back, now every time I open the door, the rear defroster comes on, and I brought it back up to them, and they said they checked it all out because I thought maybe they pinched a wiring harness or pulled out a thing. And now the door locks in the back as I drive along. The door will lock, and it'll go really noisy, and it's
right,
driving me nuts.
Yeah, all
so
right.
I don't know what the heck.
Are they
said it wouldn't show up on the scan tool.
Well, great. Okay, and ask them, how did they fix cars before scan tools were invented? Did they use that thing between their ears?
Right, exactly.
Right. So listen, yeah, it could be related to something they did, but we've got to diagnose it. They've got to diagnose it. They've got to accept the fact they did some work. You know, you're always obligated to go back and look over your work and then solve the problem as the customer brought in. If you brought that problem in and they hadn't done the flex plate, how would they attack it? And that would be my conversation with them. I know how I would do it. Because that car is so highly computerized, the first thing I would do is using a scan tool. Can I talk to the components that control the rear defroster and the door lock and whatever else is not working? Can I bi-directionally control it, which there's things I can do through a scan tool depending upon the year of the vehicle. You know, can I do what is allowed to be done to that vehicle by scan? If not, why not? All right. If they did a flex plate, they either had the engine out or the trans out. My guess is they had the trans out or both. Maybe they took it out as an assembly. And what part of the wiring?
Well, they said they separated it.
Right.
They left
one half or the other in the vehicle, but they had a major component out. All right. To do a flex plate, you've got to split it in half, and whether you take the whole thing out and then split it, or you know, split it in the vehicle. And at that point, yeah, what could they possibly have rubbed, touched? You know, it just seems awful coincidental. You know, Phil, that all of a sudden now you've got this issue. And did they charge it the second time for the flex plate?
Yes, they did. It was the first price was $5,100 or $5,200. Then the second time it was, I forgot. I think it was another $1,800. Then when I brought it back to check the wiring, it was another $77. So I will never, ever go back there again because I think the flex plate was a problem to begin with.
It sounds like it to me. It's awful coincidental, all right? It really is. So at this point, if you're not going back to them, you've got to find a diagnostician. First thing I want to know, can we talk to the modules? All those components you're talking about are controlled by a module. They're all controlled on the data bus. Can we talk to those modules? Do we have clear-cut communication, all right? If we have clear-cut communication and there are no fault codes, then we've got to go over wiring, and I would sit down and look at critical connectors, especially anything in the engine compartment that was taken apart, because wiring was disconnected to pull the trans or the engine out. And it's just a simple matter of going back over what they found. And if it's not that, then my suggestion would be let's break the circuit in half, find the middle of the electrical circuit, disconnect it there. Can they get the system to operate up to that point correctly by placing perhaps a bulb in the circuit? Can we turn the bulb on and off for the rear defroster? You know what I'm saying? So instead of the rear defroster coming on, the bulb will light up. We put some kind of an electrical load in it. And, you know, same for the door lock. Yeah. Although the door lock sounds like you're describing a bad actuator, something that the gear is stripped on the inside. But again, you know, it's coincidental. It's subjective at this point. So... have you talked to the service manager yet, Phil?
Oh, several times.
Okay. I think it's time to have a heart-to-heart. You know?
Does that sound wicked expensive to you, about $5,200 for the four cams and the lifters?
No, that's engine work. That's engine work. Hey, Phil, I got to go. Stay tight. Stay right where you are, Phil. I'll come back to you. All right, I'm Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor. Let's pull over and take a pause. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward.
You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome back. We're on the Car Doctor. Phil, you're still there?
Yes.
Okay, I got a quick minute. So listen to me. $5,100, $5,000 to do engine work is not unusual today. Engine work has gotten ridiculously expensive. My only question would have been, what would it have cost to put a remanned engine in it? Simply because you now have a fresh top end versus a 10-year-old bottom end of the engine. You were going to say something quick.
No, that was my thoughts exactly.
Right.
And he never suggested that in the first place.
Right. But I always ask that question. Engine work has just it's a real problem. Number one. Number two, go back and look at the invoices. The invoice for the head work, the invoice for the flex plate, the invoice for the wiring inspection. Did they have the same technician look the work over that started working on the car from the beginning? Very important. Because Technician A knows what he did. Technician B doesn't know what Technician A did or touched. And Technician C, he's just going by the book and maybe not looking hard enough. So, got to go back and talk to them. I think that car can be fixed. It's just a matter of somebody's got to have some due diligence. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. Till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.